hear the drums echoing tonight, and she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight, the moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, "Hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
All right. Hello.
Hey.
What up?
All right. I hope this is working. I'm Mary Kate.
I'm Orsi.
I'm Andres.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to Synthnasium.
Synthnasium.
Woo. This is Orsi and I's first show. It's mostly 80s, some 70s mixed in there too. We tried to get as much synth as possible, so hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. All right, that was, well, the last three songs, actually. That was Africa by Toto, objectively the best song ever. Separate Ways, Worlds Apart by Journey, and This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads. Up next, we have even more synth, so get ready. That was Lay All Your Love on Me by ABBA, right? That's how
yeah.
you say it? Okay. In the background, we are Rickrolling you currently. This is Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. Prefacing the next song we're going to play, which is also by Rick Astley, Orsi and I just wanted to tell a quick story about our man Rick.
Rick Astley is actually an amazing performer, an amazing person.
Absolutely outstanding. I impulse bought tickets to see him live in Boston like last semester, and that concert was a few weeks ago, and it was so much fun.
We were like blindsided. We went there expecting it to just be like, oh, haha, Rick Astley. But it was Rick Astley. Like, it was great.
It was amazing. He's just such a good live singer and such a great performer.
Yeah, also his voice has like significantly deepened since his young trench coat, snapping fingers days.
Yeah.
He's got like a really deep voice.
But like it's still great. And like it sounds great with all the songs still.
So yeah.
If you ever
a wonderful job.
If you ever have a chance to see Rick Astley live,
do it.
Yeah. Andres, any commentary?
His snap story was lit that night.
Oh yeah, it's great. Okay. Yeah.
Well, we hope you enjoy Rick Astley as much as we do. We love him.
Yes. Up next, I'm just going to skip the rest of this. It's going to be Together Forever by Rick Astley. Shout out to Jacob Jeffers. Alright, that was Together Forever by Rick Astley. Up next is Eurythmics, and I actually found this song. My new favorite thing to do is browse through the tip of my tongue subreddit and listen to all the like audio. It's like a subreddit where someone will have like a song that they're, that's stuck in their head, but they don't know the artist or the name of it. And or it'll be like a movie or something, and they'll like post a description and people will like try and figure out what it is. So normally if it's a song, people will post just like these really sad voice recordings of them trying their best to like figure out or to like, I don't know. Anyway, I found this voice recording. I thought it was hilarious. Sent it to like everyone I knew, everyone I didn't know. It was great. So I'm gonna play this for you, and then I'll play you the your rhythmic song.
Na 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 na.
So, that was Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel. I think it's a great song. Also, I feel like the female vocalist is very similar to Joni Mitchell. Okay, so it's now time for a super hack PSA.
Love me a PSA.
All right, so it says here, as pointed out by Lawrence Lessig, 80% of all the money so far donated to these super political action committees, also known as super PACs, I'm sure everybody's familiar with those, comes from a total of just 196 Americans.
Wow.
If you'll notice, that's a very small number, so.
Wow.
The more you know.
Yeah, it's a very small number. I'm concerned. Hope you're concerned. So yeah, that's a public service announcement for you. This song was shown to me by my lovely brother, Andor, so if you're listening,
shout out.
Love you. Thanks for this.
I love you too.
Yeah.
Is that the one I met?
Yeah.
Oh my god, so he knows me. Yes. So I can love him.
You can, of course. I mean, even if you hadn't met him, I'm sure you'd love him. Everybody does. Yeah. I thought I would have like a funny anecdote. I guess like the funniest anecdote right now is that I just woke up.
I feel like this whole week leading up to it, I've been like, oh, we can talk about this, this, and this. And now that I'm here, I'm like, man, I don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, I guess after the Rick Astley show, which we talked about earlier, for those of you who are just tuning in, my roommate and I are hosting Synthesium. Yeah.
And Andre's
our lovely guest. We had the pleasure of seeing Rick Astley live about a week ago, 2 weeks ago maybe. And after that, we saw Lauryn Hill, who was phenomenal. Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, I didn't play anything of hers because she's not a very synthy woman, but yeah, she's pretty cool. She's great live.
She's really good.
The Wang Theater. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's lovely. It's ornate. If you're ever passing through the Boston area, be sure to hit up the Wang.
Where'd you see the Rick Astley concert?
House of Blues.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It was like a week after Winter Ball too, so we were like, just a week late.
Yeah, that was a cool show. Seen a lot of cool shows as of late. I wasn't really a concert person in the past, but I'm becoming one. So.
I want to become a concert person.
You can do it. I believe
you can do it. Was it like a thing that I mentioned to you at Mary Kate? I was like, what's it called? Like my 20s. I was like, when I was like not going to a concert yet or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Wait. Let's go to a concert. Yeah. I'll start looking.
Not enough to close it to them.
Unless it's S Factor. S Factor, if you're listening, I love you so much.
Literally saying.
S Factor's not listening.
Well, if they were listening, they would have heard that. It'd be amazing. S Factor is, for those of you who are not Tufts people, listeners out there, S Factor is the best acapella ever. All right, here is a Blondie song. It's amazing. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
drop the bomb or not. Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when this race is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Praising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music's played by the we'll be right back.
right. That was Cars by Gary Numan and a bunch of other stuff. I don't feel like announcing, but, you know, I feel like it's been good so far. I hope y'all are liking Synthnasium here at Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah. I think we've been doing a pretty bang-up job. Yeah, thanks to all you 10 listeners out there. I think we have 10 still. Yeah. Yeah, 10 listeners. That's a pretty solid number for our first time.
Oh, yes. Thank you. You guys are making history.
For real. So the next song I'm going to play is significant because it was on my iPod Nano, which is like the really short, stout-looking iPod. It was like...
Don't body shame the iPod.
I'm not trying to. That's just... I don't know how to describe it. But yeah, that's the iPod that I had. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to get music back then. So my brothers just gave me their music that they had. And since they were adolescents in like the mid to late 90s, it was basically all like pop music and like cool European things. Ace of Base, anyone? Yeah, those were the days.
Is
another baby. But yeah, so that's not the song I'm going to play. But the song I'm going to play is reminiscent of that era in my life when my brothers gave me their music. So shout out to Andor again.
My faves. Yeah.
Thanks for the music tips. And also, they made like all these cool movies. Like, they're the only reason that I ever saw like Beverly Hills Cop. So
solid.
Thanks, guys.
Something to be said for having older siblings.
Yeah, for sure. Andres, you have siblings?
I do.
Sisters?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No, a sister and a brother.
Oh, yeah. That. You're fake Andres fan, Orsi.
I'm sorry. I tried. I really did.
It turns off the microphone.
Well, yeah. Do you guys know the song that I'm going to play? Look at it.
The song that's playing right now?
No. This is my filler song.
Yeah, that was like the song you're playing right now was released like last year. But it's fine.
It's fine. All right. Well, let's just like skip over Leon Bridges.
Great artist, but not great for Synthnasium. Yeah,
so this is for my brothers. Rock out.
Don't really love.
All right. So that was You Keep Me Hanging On by Kim Wilde. I think that's how you say her name. Not really certain about that, but yeah. Next up is Roxanne for Barnabas. Enjoy.
Right!